Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Don't forget, breaking and entering, 20 minutes away.
Yay.
We've been doing this for a while. Big Al's boys are a little tied up right now.
Yeah, they're away for maybe 2 to 5.
Yeah, so he asked for our help this year, as he did last year.
And I appreciate you guys showing up with us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we'll play that. We'll play what went down. Super cool breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the mascara alert. You might want to hold off there. You can put it on right after, and then you'll be fine for the rest of the day.
You know what breaking and entering does?
What?
It makes me hungry.
All right.
Okay.
Why?
I just think about Blue Apron.
Oh, really?
I really do.
What?
Got a tweet here from Corey. Speaking of that, Big Al.
Thank you.
Got our first Blue Apron package today. Thanks, Kid Nation, for the discount. Now I'll see if I can make it look like the picture. Let me tell you this.
You'd be surprised.
You will. You, as long as you follow those rules that they give you, and they give you the set of rules, you just got to follow it step by step. It'll come out looking exactly like the picture.
I'm telling you, the first one I made, and you know, I am not a chef.
You're a baker.
I'm a baker,
yes.
But I'm not good in the kitchen. Yeah, I can hardly cook anything, and I don't have many utensils either to do it, but... I mean, everything was in there, and there was some pork tenderloin. I've never made a pork tenderloin.
Had that.
And I know it's kind of a healthy thing, too. I made a pork tenderloin dish with something that wasn't quinoa, but it was kind of like quinoa. I had never even heard of what this side was. And beets were in it. I've never cooked with beets. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. I would have had no idea what to do. And so I followed all the steps, and it looked like, and I plated it. And I had my best girlfriend over, and I made her dinner when she got out of work.
Yeah.
Jenna
like
was so impressed.
A very romantic date night.
Jenna's practicing for marriage, is what she's doing.
Yeah,
okay?
She was so impressed. She took a picture of the plate and sent it to all of us.
She did.
I remember.
I did, because I'm like, would you ever, because I knew you guys would not believe that I could do something like that. I was shocked. It was good, too.
But, most importantly, it tastes good.
And it looked really good.
Yeah.
But, Blue Apron.
Thank you for hooking us up, Blue Apron. And they can hook you up, too, if you go to blueapron.com/kid. You'll get your first three meals for free.
K-I-D-D.
Just
good
like
time
that.
To do it over the holidays.
A couple other texts. Jessica wrote and said, December 13th is also my birthday. I'm not lame, John. You're lame. She's talking to John Mayer. He's talking trash.
Yeah, he is.
You know? And, wow, you could do this, by the way. Go to Kid TV and watch us. My first time watching from Kid TV, you guys look different than I imagined. In a good way.
Wonder what did she imagine?
Turning my fiance into listening to. I always wonder what they imagine that we would look like.
Yeah. Most people tell me that they think I'm a little bit shorter and way, way wider.
Right.
And smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Same with me. They always think I'm shorter.
Yeah.
Kelly, they always know you're redhead and tall.
Sometimes they're surprised. They're like, whoa, I didn't expect to be so tall. I'm like, but I thought we talked about that a good bit.
Yeah.
I guess not as much as...
What do you get, Jenna?
I'll never forget one time a few years back being at a bar and someone came up to me and they were like, wait, are you Big Al? No joke.
To you?
Wow.
Are you Big Al?
Man, your tan needs to calm down.
Wow. And your
you're faking
wow.
Beige.
And your gender.
I was like, gosh, I got to hit the gym.
Right? No. Well, wow.
I don't know what people think. I don't know. I'm not sure because we all get that a lot. But
yeah.
Then I feel like when they don't tell you what they thought you were going to look like,
I don't want to ask.
Because it wasn't good.
No,
I don't
want to
ask. If they don't tell me, I don't want to ask.
I don't want to know.
We've also imagined what Kelly Raspberry would be like as a teacher.
Very good one,
every
I imagine.
Every day.
You would have loved to have done that, right? You love kids.
I'll tell you.
As long as you get to give them back.
I do strongly suggest every parent with a child in school should volunteer at the school and do it in a class that your child is not in.
Okay.
Because when you're with your kid, it's a little different vibe. Because I volunteered for this after-school program. It was a very eye-opening experience
that
the teachers have to put up with.
Yep.
I don't know. And I told the woman, I said, I honestly don't know how you do it. I do not know how you do it. Because it is so difficult. You've got all these little, their minds can't stay focused on anything.
They're all different.
Yeah. You've got to teach them all the same thing.
Right.
It's so incredibly hard.
So difficult.
Please volunteer at your child's school, not in your child's class. That would be a good eye-opening experience.
Yeah. Oh, and get your kid's teacher a gift, even if it's a small one, like a little gift card, even for coffee or whatever. Just get them something, because they truly don't make enough money with what they do, and they always have to spend their own money to bring the supplies for their classroom. But... to test Kelly out on how she would do as a teacher, we do a bit called the teacher test. Today, the kids are doing their Christmas recital, you guys.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school.
Okay, kids, from the top, we're on in 10 minutes.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm,
all is bright.
No, it's all Al, not Al is bright.
Yeah, don't lie to the crowd. What's that supposed to mean?
Boys, come on, focus. Continue, Jenna.
Round yon virgin,
mother and child,
holy infant, so tender and mild.
Sleep in 70 peace.
No, honey, Big Al, it's heavenly peace.
Huh?
Your part is sleep in heavenly peace. Now, come on, we go on in 10 minutes. How did you forget your line?
Man, I already told y'all, I don't even want to do this whack play. My boys are going to make fun of me all dressed up in an embarrassing, itchy sweater, looking like I play tennis or something.
There's nothing whack about the birth of Jesus Christ, Big Al. Don't be such a baby and just do this play.
Yeah, Big Al, you're easily the fourth best singer in our class.
Now is not the time to bail, Big Al. We're about to go on and perform the Christmas pageant in front of the whole school and your parents.
I don't want to.
Well, we have to because I don't teach you guys to quit.
What?
With all due respect, Mrs. Raspberry, you quit everything. The gym, your book club, cooking, gardening. Heck, you even tried quitting this job twice this year.
Oh, enough. Just take it from the top, kids.
Silent night,
holy night, all is calm,
all is bright.
Jenna, that's you, honey.
Mrs. Raspberry?
Ms.
What's a virgin?
Well, that's a good question to ask someone who is not me.
Okay, JC, what's a virgin?
I think it's a drink. When I went to drink with Mithio and he's drinking, he always tells the waitress to make it a virgin.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly...
No. A virgin, young children, is that airline with a bunch of cool lights and TVs on every seat. It's kind of like a nightclub.
Now, how would you know what a nightclub looks like?
Shh, my sweet raspberry sherbet, I can show you.
Ooh, get your little germ-infested finger off my mouth.
It's not germ-infested. It's just dirt, Cheetos, and it's clean because I cleaned it off with my own underwear when I didn't wash my hands after I went to the bathroom. The Cheetos hit me kind of hard, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel sick.
Guys, it's the Virgin Mary. She is holding little baby boy Jesus as he rests his sweet head.
That is right, Justin. Jenna, we're going to have to start with your line again, sweetie.
Round yon virgin,
mother and child,
holy infant, so tender and mild,
sleep in heaven be.
It's not that hard, Al. It's not that hard. Say it with me.
Heavenly peace. Okay. Heavenly peace. I got it.
Do you?
Yeah, I got it.
Mrs. Raspberry.
Ms., but yes.
I don't. If you don't. Okay, how can I say this? Didn't you write this? If you don't trust Big Al, I can take his part. I sound better and don't look as lost as he does singing about something he's never experienced. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, that's okay, Justin. That's enough.
I don't know. I like Big Al's remix. We could also add some beats and some slick rhymes. Do like Pitbull's song. It's international, worldwide, Mr. 305, Jesus Bethlehem, Dollar.
Yeah, that could work, Jose.
Now,
yeah.
We don't have time to change it, and we are not going to change it.
The song is perfect as is. You guys, whatever. Let's just do this and get it over with so we can be done and I can head home. This is so lame.
That is a great suggestion, Jenna. So Big Al, the line is heavenly peace. Mm-hmm. Do not mess this up. Now, you kids go out there and break a leg.
Mrs. Raspberry, I don't want to break my leg.
It's just a saying, Jose.
What?
It means good luck.
Oh, okay.
Well, break your neck, Mrs. Raspberry.
All right. It's starting. Just go.
And now here's Miss Raspberry's third grade class. Three of them are repeating the grade. That's why it looks so familiar. Here they are singing Silent Night.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Darling. Darling, 305. Virgin Airlines. International Worldwide with the 305.
Oh, sleep. Hold on. No, here it is, right here.
Here you go.
I'm so sleep in seventy.
Okay, stop. Stop. You ruined Christmas.
Sleep in seventy.
Amen. Everyone have a Merry Christmas.
Drop the mic.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Breaking and Entering 2016. This year is a little bit different. We're in a friend's home because the family that we're breaking into doesn't have a home.
We'll tell you more on that in a little bit, and we'll meet the family and everything. You know what, if you want to break into a house, just knock on the door. They tend to answer.
Yeah,
you can take whatever you want.
Yeah, this feels a lot easier. I'm not as stressed out. Yeah, Al had his thugs breaking in a few years in a row.
Well, we had to do it this way because a few of my buddies, well, they're not available to break into a home
right they're busy right now.
Yeah. For 2 to 5.
Right.
Yeah, but what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and read the letter before the family gets here. There's a lot of little kids in the family, and we didn't want to read that in front of them again.
Right.
It's you know, a mascara alert. Don't say we didn't warn you. Dear Christmas Wish, I know of a family that could really use some help this Christmas. On September 11th, 2016, they lost their oldest daughter in a car accident. The family had to lay their daughter to rest, which was incredibly hard and is something no parent should have to do. Then on Halloween, not even 2 months after burying their child, the family's house caught fire. They took the younger kids trick-or-treating and they came home to see everything they own in flames. This family of six now lives with relatives while they try to figure out what will happen next. Their house cannot be lived in because it needs a lot of serious repairs. Just imagine leaving your house to go trick-or-treating and coming back to find that you have nothing left. Please help this family if you can. They need the necessities to live right now and maybe a few extra fun things to bring smiles to their faces. They deserve some happiness this holiday season after having such a tough year. Thank you for considering the Carretero family for a Christmas wish.
Shut up.
And that's from their friends, Misty and Melissa.
Yeah, and we did a little research, and we found out more on this family, found a GoFundMe page set up by a woman named Kylie, and here's what the page says. This family needs prayers and also financial support to help them get back on their feet. They're strong, brave, loving, and hardworking, and it breaks my heart to think about how they must feel and the concern they must have for their four remaining children. Yuvia is working on becoming a nurse and is a student at UTA. Alberti is a high school student. Estrella is in the pivotal middle school years. And their youngest, Albedo, is only 6 years old. All of their children live at home, and they are desperately trying to keep moving forward. They're still trying to smile, and they're working as a family to hold each other up. But they need help. Please keep them in your prayers.
Amen.
We're going to do more than keep them in our prayers. We're obviously going to do that. But we want to bring some joy to their lives this Christmas and make some magic happen, thanks to you.
Again, they lost everything, including family pictures, toys, everything you can imagine that you have in your home, they lost. Now, this is actually Kylie's house, the one that set up the GoFundMe account.
First of all, how do you know the family?
She had her youngest right around the time I had my oldest. And since then, she has babysat and just loves my kids like they're her own.
Just part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you felt like when this happened, how could you not do something, right?
Right, right.
How's this family been dealing with what's been going on this year?
You know, it's amazing to see how they have come together, and they've had relatives and family from Mexico who've come, and they've all just held on to each other is the best way to describe it, and, you know, just try to keep moving.
And where have they been staying since Halloween?
They have been staying with, I believe it's her husband's uncle.
Okay.
But it's not the ideal situation. No. That's a lot of people.
I think they're all in one room. And, I mean, it's so sweet of them to let them be there, but they're ready to get back.
And it shows you when you lose everything, all the material things, all you have left is family.
Yeah.
Right.
And it shows you what's really important when you start over, too.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for writing the letter. And now all we have to do is sit and wait for the family to arrive. Did you cook?
I ordered pizza.
Okay, good.
They think they're coming over for dinner,
right? Yeah, that's what you told them?
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Dinner.
I didn't smell anything. Y'all smell food?
And they really have no idea that any of this is going on. No. They know about the GoFundMe. They don't know about the letter.
Right. They have no idea.
Okay.
They have no idea.
Is she an emotional person or is she pretty strong?
She's highly emotional.
All right. You got tissues?
Yes. Okay, yes, we do.
Okay, good.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Everybody be very, very quiet. I think they're coming.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh no, I tried to do Spanish.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I was already interviewing.
I'm Big Al with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and this is Jenna and JC and Kelly Raspberry, and we're here for you and your family. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Come on over.
Come on in.
They're all lined up so neatly, just like we are, actually.
Trust me, you're going to want to hear everything.
He's nervous, but his hair is on point. JC, check that out.
Hi.
Is that Alberto?
Alberto.
¿Cómo estás, Alberto? Muy bien.
No, he'll warm up in a minute when he finds out what's going on.
We have sisters here, right? Yes.
What's your name?
Yuvia.
Yuvia.
Estrella.
Estrella.
Alberti.
Alberti. Nice I like your sweater, man. Nice and your jeans.
Ready for Christmas.
Nice sweater. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Awesome. I want that sweater so bad.
We actually know quite a bit about your family.
Yeah.
We've heard about what you guys have been going through, a bunch of stuff in the last few months. I know it's probably been pretty difficult. And I know you thought you were just coming over here for pizza tonight.
Oh, you're going to get some pizza.
You're going to get pizza. It's actually here. Don't worry. That wasn't a lie. But you're going to get a lot of other stuff as well.
You're getting a Christmas. Brisa. Get up the microphone.
Oh. How do you say microphone in Spanish?
Microphone. You speak very well English, right? You speak English very well. Un poquito. Si necesitas, yo te hablo en español.
Okay.
But we heard that you guys lost your home. Perdieron su casa. Y a tu hija. Y ha sido un año muy difícil. It's been a very difficult year for you guys. And your tu abuelito, your grandfather, also passed away this year.
Oh.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And I know for you and your kids and your husband, it's been very difficult. And you have very, very, very good friends that wrote us letters, that set up a GoFundMe account. And they got in touch with us. And now you guys will have a Christmas. But we're going to make it the best Christmas you've ever had.
Yeah.
Esta va a ser la Navidad mejor que has tenido en tu vida. Ojalá.
Tissue time. Tissue time. We need tissue.
We know it's just, it's stuff, and stuff doesn't replace what you've lost, but we're hoping that it just, makes your Christmas a little bit brighter for you and your family, because everyone deserves to have a good Christmas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you have any idea this was happening? No sabías nada? El micrófono, no sabías
nada? You love, right?
Ustedes, what about you guys? Did you guys have any idea?
Yeah, well, you're still getting pizza, I promise.
What's your favorite? Yeah. Pepperoni?
Yeah.
Okay.
And where have you guys been living the last couple of months?
With my uncle. That's what we were planning was to get a house like for Christmas, because the baby wanted a Christmas tree.
Of course.
So you're staying with your uncle, and how many of you are living under one roof right now?
Ten
people.
How many bedrooms?
Oh, gosh.
Three.
You make it work, though, right? Because it's family.
You got to.
Now, did you lose every single item that you guys owned in that fire?
Yeah, but a lot of clothes. Like, there's clothes, but it still smells like smoke. So then they said you can't use it. So, everything.
That Christmas sweater survived.
That did. You just got that, huh? You got it going on. Y las fotos. The pictures. You guys lost all your family pictures. everything in the house, all the memories that you guys had.
So what we've done is we've asked Photolanthropy. They're a Dallas-based nonprofit organization, and they are this lady right here. And what they do is they document true stories of people who've overcome adversity and things in your situation. They produced two award-winning documentaries, Travis, A Soldier Story, and The Luckiest Man, which we've talked to them on our show. And so they've heard about your story, and they want to give you the gift of creating all new memories and photos so you can start over with a professional photo session with your family. So that'd be great.
Fotos de la familia de todos ustedes para que puedan empezar otra vez.
Absolutely free.
Do you guys want to see your gifts? Yeah. ¿Quieren ver los regalos?
Oh, yeah, that tree lit up then. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Well, some you can see and some we're going to have to just tell you about.
Yeah, we have some under the tree right
yes.
here.
Yes, do you see some of these toys under here?
I bet I know somebody that would like a soccer ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Albedo, te gustan los? You like the Ninja Turtles, Albedo?
Come take a look.
Come look at the Christmas
present.
For
you. Presents. He'll come.
Ooh. Power Rangers.
Ninja Turtles.
Well, in addition to toys, mm-hmm. I mean, yes. we do have the things under the tree. We have yeah. some other stuff we want to surprise the family with too, right?
Okay. Yes. And so that you guys don't have to stay at your uncle's house for a little bit. We're going to...
This is big.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of the Four Seasons Hotel? Yes.
It's very fancy.
It's super fancy. That's where a lot of celebrities stay there. You guys are going to get a two-night stay for the entire family, including all your meals while you stay there, and those are very nice meals. You're going to get a spa and massages, pedicures for the girls, so you guys can go to the spa.
That's Dad exciting.
And the boys, you guys can get a massage, play around a golf on a TPC golf course, whatever you want to do. And then the entire family has access to all the fitness facilities, basketball, tennis, racquetball, jogging, track, indoor swimming pool.
Basically,
so
it's just
that.
A weekend just to get away and be like on a little mini vacation.
This is not the three seasons.
This is the four seasons.
But Big Al, what happens after they leave the hotel?
You know what? We've got something really big. I know Uncle's house is probably cool. I'm sure you're digging that. But let's see here. We have an apartment at the Saddlehorn Vista Apartments in Fort Worth, Texas, and Madera Residential. They're giving you a 3-bedroom apartment rent-free for 4 months.
No tienes que pagar renta por 4 meses. Y la, tu hija todavía puede ir a la misma escuela. It's in the same zip code as the school you already go to, so you're fine.
You get to stay in your same school.
Is that going to work for you guys?
A 3-bedroom apartment all for yourself? Yes.
But I know what you're saying. There's no furniture in the apartment.
Jenna, what are we going to do about that non-furniture?
Well, Rooms to Go is going to furnish this apartment for you guys. All right.
You're going to
get couch, love seat, coffee table, dining set, dressers, and a TV stand. So be a lot to get you guys going in the new apartment.
Yeah. Be a lot of help. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Brisa?
That's not
that's content.
It's a lot.
We're
it's
not
a
even
lot.
Done.
There's more.
We might want to take a commercial because we got more stuff.
But wait, but how are they going to wash the clothes to get the smoke
smell
out? Yeah,
because they smell
out.
Like smoke, Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, Big Al, because you need to get some prescription lenses in those glasses
right.
now. Precision Alliance Leasing is giving the family a washer and a dryer that you get to keep. So they're replacing your washing machine and your dryer.
¿Quién va a lavar la ropa? ¿Quién lava la ropa? Okay. We're also going to hook you guys up with a $1,000 gift card to Pier 1 Imports for your accessories so you can furnish your new place.
They have everything in there. It's not just like, you know, decorative stuff. They have kitchen stuff, bathroom, bedding, whatever they sell at Pier 1. You have $1,000 to spend there.
Wait, I found something else under the tree, you guys.
What?
We heard, well, I'm assuming this was lost, but we got you a new laptop.
Y'all got laps, right?
From Best Buy.
Yeah.
So here's a nice new laptop. Does that work?
Oh, yes. Woo! Nice.
You can connect your speakers to it. You have Bluetooth speakers.
And Toys R Us was nice enough to set up the toys underneath the tree for you. And we're also going to give you a gift card so you can go back and shop for what we might have missed under the tree that you might like for Santa, okay?
Is that cool?
Santa.
And I know a lot of it's just stuff, but hopefully it'll make the holidays a little bit brighter for you guys right now.
Yeah.
¿Cómo te sientes ahorita?
Bien, pero a la vez mal también.
¿Por qué? Why do you feel bad?
Porque estoy teniendo algo más, pero no tengo mi hija.
She says she's getting all this stuff, but she still doesn't have her daughter, so she wants to share it with her.
She's here with you in spirit.
Yeah,
she's always okay.
She's smiling right now.
Always. I know she's not with you and you can't touch her, but she's here in spirit. And she'll always be.
Mm-hmm.
Somos mexicanos. Nunca se van. Okay?
Sí. Muchas gracias por todo.
Gracias. Gracias por ser una mamá muy buena.
Es un trato.
I know it's
still
tough.
Hard for
I know
everyone.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
Es tu primera Navidad. It's your first one without your whole family complete.
Mm-hmm.
How's he doing? He doesn't understand? No lo entiende todavía muy bien?
Sí, no, no tiene todavía.
Yeah, he kind of understands. Like, for Christmas, we went to the warm place.
Yeah.
And they asked you, like, who passed away in your family. And he was like, Connie, because we called her a nickname. There was a wishing well. She was like, oh, you can make a wish. And he made a wish. And then she was like, what did he wish for? And he was like, I wish that my sister was back. Uh-huh. Like, he understands that she's not coming back. That's why he was like our mom, like, to all of us.
She was your oldest sister, right?
Yeah,
and yesterday he was like, does Santa bring everything? And my mom was like, well, what he can like make, like the elves can make. And then he was like, oh, because what I want is Connie, like, can he bring anything? And my mom was like, well, he can't bring that back. And he was like, well, that's what I want. Like, oh, he
sweet boy, that's mm-hmm. a beautiful wish.
And right there, of course, we were talking about little Albedo, who's 6 years old. He still is not grasping what happened to his sister. They're trying to tell him, but it's tough to tell a little kid.
It's a rough one right there, man.
Now, right there at the end, when Yuvia was talking, you might have heard a knock at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have one more special surprise, and you get to hear what that is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of breaking and entering.
Yes, man.
Now, if you're just joining us, we'll recap it real quick for you. Here's what's going on. We have our family, the Carretero family, which consists of Yuvia, who's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They got Alberti, who's 14 years old, showed up with that swaggy sweater that lights up like a Christmas tree. Looking right. Then you got Estrella, who's 13 years old. Then they got the little baby in the family, Albedo, who's trying to understand what's happening.
Right.
He's 6 years old. You got Alberto, who's the dad, who was not able to make it to breaking and entering because he's working, because he's trying to make as much money as he can. Why? Because Brisa and Alberto basically lost everything. On September 11th of this year, they lost their daughter, Connie, in a car accident. To make matters worse, Brisa had set up a candle for her daughter by the doorway, as we often do in our culture. She's Hispanic. And some jerks broke into their home, knocked the candle over, the place went up in flames, and they lost everything, including pictures of their daughter.
That's while they were trick-or-treating, right?
Yeah, they were out trick-or-treating, and they came back with nothing. So last where we left you off, we had given them their presents. They were going to get to stay in an apartment for 4 months, rent-free.
Yeah.
Gift cards so they could furnish everything.
Get
toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, to try to get Albedo some toys because he lost those as well. And then we heard a knock at the door. And this is what happened.
All right, let's see who's at the front
yeah,
door.
Yeah, someone's interrupting. What's going on?
What is going on?
Is that a fire truck outside?
Wow.
Oh, it's what the fireman.
The firemen are here.
We didn't start the fire.
Well, unfortunately, we did hear that there was a little bit of a fire and that y'all have had some issues going on. So on behalf of the Fort Worth Firefighter Charities and the Fort Worth Firefighters, we brought y'all a little something to hopefully help a little bit.
That's sir, could you read that number? That's very high for us.
Well, $7,500.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's
wow.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. Thank you. Awesome.
$7,500 para tu familia.
Thank you so much.
And this is from the Fort Worth Firefighters Charities. How
yes, ma'am.
How do you raise this money? Just through like the boot drives and things you do throughout the year?
Throughout the year, we do a handful of different events. We've got some golf tournaments that we do. We do a mayor's triathlon with the mayor of Fort Worth. We just did a big chili cook-off. So it's all the firefighters coming together and raising some money for different things like this. We do a lot of work with Cook Children's and things like that.
Well, thank you for choosing to help the Carretero family. I'm getting better at
yeah.
it.
Well,
Carretero.
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 God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
I'm sure that as firefighters, you see this kind of total devastation like quite a bit. I mean, it must make you feel sort of helpless in some way to do this. Gives you some of your power back.
Exactly. And that's why we started the charities, was to be able to give back to the people that we see, unfortunately, on a pretty regular basis with, you know, different type of emergencies. You know, during the wintertime, fires always increase. Heaters, fireplaces, Christmas trees. So we just wanted to be here to help you guys through this tough time.
Thank you very much.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys are welcome. We hope it helps a little bit.
Well, now thinking now it's pizza time.
Yeah.
You guys want
to
eat?
It's a lot to absorb, I know, but we just want to, I mean, it's such a beautiful thing. And the GoFundMe account that your friends have set up, we're going to post a link if anyone's listening and this story has touched your heart and you want to help the Carretero family. Like we said, this is just stuff, and it doesn't replace the life that, and the love that you still have, but the life that was lost. And we're so sorry for your loss, but we hope that you all have a blessed Christmas. This is what we could do for you, and we just thank you for letting us share in that with you.
Gracias. Enjoy your food.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve, you'll find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only my dreams.
So if you remember last year, our breaking and entering was for a firefighter and his family, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all come full circle. They helped us out this year,
yeah,
with our family. $7,500 for the Carretero family. And, the firefighters were so cool. They let us go outside and hang out by the fire truck. And
they're very cool guys, man.
Yeah, while we were out there, I got to hang out with Alberti, the 14-year-old.
Okay.
While we were hanging out in the fire truck, and we had a cool conversation.
Thankful for everything that so many people have done for us.
Have you noticed that when things go wrong, people gather around you guys and help you out?
You know, I think it's strange how everybody gathers around, but it's also a good experience having the family so close.
You're in ninth grade, right?
Yes, ninth grade.
So have you felt like you've done a lot of growing up in the last year because of what's happened to your family?
Yes, I've matured. You know, I'm a different person than I was since September 11th. That's when my sister passed away.
Yeah.
I'm a different person.
And I told this to your mom. I want you guys to have beautiful smiles, man, and I just want you to remember to always smile.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know the story of our show or our background, but we lost basically our father figure a few years ago, and it's similar to what you guys feel, that your sister helped you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to you guys are going to be okay. She's going to watch over you guys. Everything's going to be fine as long as you keep smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then your grandfather passed away shortly after Thanksgiving.
My great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Her grandfather.
Her grandfather, yes.
And your house burnt down, all in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have a positive attitude, man. I dig that about you guys. You, your sisters, your mom, you guys seem to be doing okay mentally. Has it been tough the last few months?
You have no idea. You know, some days are better than others, but they're also tough.
Yeah. You're going to use this as motivation?
I really do.
Because that's what's going to push you to be a great person when you grow up. You know that. Because every time you think about going out and partying, you're going to think of your sister. And you're going to say, no, I need to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become somebody, you're going to look back and you can always thank your sister for that. So even though she's not here in person, she's going to have such a huge impact on you and your sister's lives that you don't even know it yet. Trust me. As long as you keep thinking about her, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you, man. I really want to thank you for letting us talk to your family and for being a man at 14, 15 years old?
14
years old. You're more man than a lot of dudes out there. So I just want to thank you for that. Merry Christmas. I really truly mean that. And if you need anything from us, don't hesitate to call because now you're a brother to me. Deal?
Thank you.
Give me a hug, bro.
It's a pleasure.
Let's go eat pizza. We talked a lot about eating pizza that day.
It was a big focus of the night for certain members of the morning show.
Finally got to it, you guys.
Did you?
You know, I talked to the two sisters as well, and they started following me on Snapchat. I was saying, you know, if you need anything, and she just started going through her phone, showing me photos of their older sister who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they're taking a trip to Mexico. I love these Mexican traditions, but they're taking a trip to Mexico, and, you know, they were already just down there, but they're showing how they're, because this is where they're going to spend a little bit of Christmas, but the grave site, how they do burials, mm-hmm. and how they celebrate the life, and showing, you know, the colors they're going to choose and that kind of thing. So
yeah, they chose to bury her in Mexico because that's where their whole family is.
Right.
And there's a song that says, "Mexico lindo y querido, si muero lejos de ti, if I die away from you, que digan que estoy dormido y que me regresen a ti. That I hope they say that I'm sleeping and that they return me." And so that. Mom returned her back to Mexico so she could be with the family.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for listening to our breaking and entering this year.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who helped. Don, the engineer, Shannon for putting everything together. White Cheddar, Trey, Nick.
There you go.
Anna.
Yeah.
Lacey.
Takes a village.
Thank you.
Amy.
Thank you for speaking Spanish, JC.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you to my mom
really
for giving birth
helpful.
To me in Mexico
yes.
so that I could learn Spanish.
Very helpful.
And speak it for the first few years of my life. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the video of our breaking and entering, I know our live stream was getting a little crazy there because so many people were trying to watch. We're going to have the complete video up at kidnation.com. We'd love for you to watch the entire thing.
Yeah, please do.
Get to know this family. We'll have a GoFundMe set up there if you want to help them as well. Because, man,
And we get so caught up in all our presents
right?
and shopping and this and that. Man, it's...
And they're one of many families that are dealing with this during the holidays.
Stuff.
Again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much. You can watch the video at kidnation.com, and we'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes.
I've been fighting a cold for over a week, and I refuse to give in to it.
I thought you were crying.
Is that fighting it or just dealing with a cold?
No, I've been fighting it. Last week, I had a low-grade fever, and I was like, no.
You talked yourself out of it.
Not going to get sick. And so now it's just, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. But now I've just got the drippies. Mm. It's so annoying.
Got a cousin named Drippy.
Drippy. You look over at Kelly. I was like, you're crying too because of breaking and entering? And she's like, no. Allergies. You can watch the whole video.
A little bit of both.
It is. It was very emotional. If you missed it and you want to catch up with what happened with breaking and entering, we will have it up at kidnation.com. We would love for you to watch.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know them.
I need to post the link to that GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that too.
Yeah, they have a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Yeah, we'll do that as well. And so we made you cry a little bit. Our bad. But now we want to make you laugh with a Throwback Thursday. Now, you know how we've been bringing in, like, Elena and Caroline to give their gift guides for the holiday season?
Uh-huh.
Well, remember when Rhonda from Potluck, Texas called in to give her gift guide?
Rhonda.
I really don't.
You don't, Kelly?
I do not.
I don't blame you because it's so long ago that.
How old is this?
Rich Shortenleave is on this one.
Oh, my. So you really don't remember.
I'm not even here.
The reason you don't remember it, Kelly, is because anytime, it was so weird. Anytime Rhonda would call in, Kelly would be mysteriously absent from the room.
That's
like,
right.
She and I don't get along.
Right.
She would run to the deli or she would go do her makeup or whatever it is.
Yeah, you were missing every time.
Yeah, she was never in the room when Rhonda called.
Well, Kelly, enjoy your first ever listen to Rhonda from Potluck, Texas.
Okay.
She calls every once in a while and we put her on and I don't know what she wants, but she's from Potluck, Texas and got a mess of kids. I don't know how many she got.
She's a good old girl.
How many kids she got?
Oh, dude. Nobody's counting. I don't think she
knows. I'm not sure she knows. Rhonda is on the phone with us right now. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Kid Craddock.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays.
And I do say Merry Christmas.
Do you?
Because I'm a Republican.
Okay, good. What's going on?
I'm a gift god now, Kid Craddock.
We were just talking about that.
A Christmas consultant.
Yeah.
A Messiah mentor. I find the perfect gift for people, and they pay me a small fee for finding it.
What a good business that must be.
Hang on a second, Kid Craddock.
Sure.
Hemfields, you you can't go cheerleading without a bra and panties. Besides, ain't even no game today. Besides that, you're a boy.
Wow.
Anyway, Kid Craddock, yeah. There's so much useless crap for sale out there for Christmas, and oh, they'll try to get you to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll advertise it and slash the price off of it and make you think you can't get them anywhere else. But the bottom line is this. It's crap.
Really?
Let me give you a great example.
Okay.
Many of my clients say, Rhonda, we need an Xbox 360. Can you get us one?
Now, that's a very popular gift this year.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Have you seen how much those things cost?
Yeah.
I tell my clients, get a box, draw an X on it, give it to your youngins. There, you got an Xbox.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a little different.
If they complain, you pop them on the rump and send them to bed with no dinner. Spoiled brat.
Right.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I had an Xbox in my home to try it out for my clients.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. It don't do nothing. Just sits there with one blinky light on it.
Yeah.
It ain't like that robo dog that does tricks and knocks over your drink.
Okay.
It's just a box that sits there. Who needs that?
Well, I mean, did you plug it in your TV and put a game in it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, plug it into the TV?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, there's a problem.
There's a problem with it, apparently.
Well, maybe I could have gotten better directions on that end.
Yeah, right.
Hang on a minute, Kid Craddock. Sure. Gary Sinise, you get that blinky light box out of the trash right now.
Oh, wow. Gonna give that a try. Okay, so what do you recommend to your customers, Miss Christmas Consultant?
Well, my customers have an abundance of disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are buying, not leasing, their mobile homes.
Uh-huh.
And many of them go to a NASCAR event every year.
Uh-huh.
These are very influent people.
You mean affluent?
Yeah. Huh?
You said influent. I think you mean affluent.
I didn't say they were sick.
No, not the flu.
Yeah. Anyway, quit interrupting me, Kid Craddock.
Sorry.
So they demand gifts of the highest quality to achieve what I like to call the wow factor.
Okay.
For example... Hang on a second, Kid Craddock.
The kid's ready, yeah.
John Hinckley, what are you doing? Mama didn't make out with your teacher to get the test answer, so you could just give them to all your friends.
John Hinckley, you name it.
You made out with his teacher?
Yeah, right there in front of everybody. Oh, she'd been eyeing me for a long time, but hey, I ain't got time for that.
Okay.
Back to the gift advice.
Sure.
Let's talk about decorations.
Okay.
I hold in my hand... the first ever fiber optic nativity scene.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds great.
Fiber optic.
The miracle of Christmas is displayed in this exquisitely crafted polyresin fiber optic creche.
Creche. You reading the box there?
This nativity contains transparent fibers that continually change through a rainbow of color. Lights surround the wooden stable, golden halos on Mary and Joseph, and the crib of the Christ child.
Nice.
Even Jesus' eyes light up. First one, and then the other, back and forth. It's hypnotizing. The manger comes with fox grass and straw.
Fox.
Fox.
Yeah.
Fox.
It's got an X on the end of it.
Yeah.
I recommend it to all my wealthy customers at $29.95. Cash only.
Sounds very classy.
Cash only, right?
Let me give you one more, Kid Craddock.
Decoration?
The Poopin' Santa.
Wow, I gotta go. What is this?
This thing is cute. Squeezes out delicious malted milk balls right out of his honey, 2 to 3 per minute. And if you turn the speaker up, you can hear that jolly Saint Nick just grunting away like he's trying to pass a 2x4.
Yeah.
Very tasteful and sophisticated.
Yeah. Sign me up, Rhonda.
Oh, and now they have a keychain version for just $4.99.
Wow.
No mentions complete without one.
Okay. Thanks, Rhonda.
Lord, this is the longest script ever. My throat's killing me.
Huh?
Wow.
Script.
Fun
Tomorrow
ruiner.
I'll have tips.
Funruiner.com.
Tomorrow I'll have tips on what to buy coworkers, friends, and loved ones. Gifts they'll never forget from the expert who never takes credit cards.
Oh.
Oh, hang on a second, Kid Craddock. Rachel Bilson, the school bus is here. Get the driver out of your bed and get him out there.
Oh, wow.
I got a good Kid Craddock.
Oh.
Did you really see a pooping Santa? Or is that made up?
Well, Rhonda's gone now.
Why are you asking me?
Rhonda's gone now.
Does one, to your knowledge, exist in this world?
Well, why don't we look that up and see?
From poopingsanta.com?
Shall we?
Yeah.
That would be...
Okay, let's see. We'll go to Google.
Okay.
Pooping Santa.
Pooping.
Or to be pooping with like a little doohickey at the end.
Oh, pooping Santa.
Prankplace.com.
Oh, we apologize. The pooping Santa's been discontinued from the manufacturer.
Good images.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see what this looks like.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, there it is.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
He poops out malted milk balls.
How about that?
Yeah. Pretty cool. Also, pooping reindeer and pooping elves are available. And there is a keychain version.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, good to know. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Bookmarking that.
Stay tuned for more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Breaking and entering up at KidNation.com if you missed it earlier in the show. It was beautiful. And I'll see if I can get through this break because it's one of those tough moments that go along with our job. We go on the kids' trip every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all talked about it before. When we go on the trip, we attach ourselves usually to one or two kids.
Yeah.
And that relationship continues after the trip, you know. One of those kids that I developed a really good relationship with, and that was, it was Rowan. His name is Rowan Windham.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I developed such a good relationship with Rowan was because when he went on the trip in 2011, he was 5 years old, and I remember my wife was pregnant at home, and he was what I pictured my relationship with my son being like.
Mm.
You know, for some reason I saw Rowan as what I was going to be doing with my son, Kaysen, who is now going to be turning 5. Quickly, Rowan was diagnosed with a rare disorder, Schwarzman-Diamond syndrome. It affects his pancreas, GI tract, immune system, blood, and bone marrow. He is only 10 years old. Spent over 1,300 days in the hospital.
Jeez.
Think about that. 1,300 days. He's 10. He's had dozens of blood transfusions, made 80-plus trips to the OR. Yet he is one of the most happiest kids you will ever meet. And I know Kelly, Alan, Jenna know this because we see him every year at the golf tournament that we have.
Yep.
This was Rowan when I first met him on the Disney trip. And again, he was 5 years old, and he's a little bit smaller than kids his age because of what was happening with him. And he wanted to go on certain rides. What's the one ride you want to go on?
The Yeti.
The Yeti ride? But what's the problem?
I'm not tall enough, so I want to keep socks in my shoes.
You're going to put socks in your shoes? That's exactly what Kid Craddock does.
Why?
Because he's not tall enough either.
Oh.
We put socks in the shoes. We got him on.
You got him on a ride?
All right. Yeah, we did that, Disney. Whatever. And I kept in touch with Rowan, and he started after he got done with the trip. He wanted to continue helping kids, so he started selling his autograph.
Isn't that the cutest little 5 year old selling his autograph?
And he was so proud.
Selling for like $5, yeah. People would often tip him a little bit.
Yeah, right,
sure.
So he started making thousands of dollars for kids, and every year at the golf tournament, he would show up and he would present his check.
And then he started doing art.
Art.
Remember, he did all the hearts.
Did art.
I have one at home.
Expanding the empire.
Yeah, he started doing art. He did a lemonade stand. He made my kids these, like, he made blankets and, like, these sock horses, like sock puppet horses that my kids cuddle with. And then he was not getting better. But yet he remained upbeat, and he was always happy.
He was.
And it got to the point where he needed a bone marrow transplant, and so he had to go to Seattle for that. And do you guys remember he came in here right before that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Again, this is a kid who's going to go to to Seattle, God knows for how long, to see if he can get a bone marrow transplant from his dad, which ended up not taking, then had to get one from his mom. Yet, he wanted to come in here and tell us jokes.
Okay, why did that octopus cross the road?
Octopus jokes.
Octopus cross the road.
Oh, man, I don't know, Rowan, why?
To get to the other tide.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Roland.
All right, that's a good one. I'd go with that one in the demonstration.
Yeah, yeah.
You got another one?
How many octopuses does it take octopi to screw in a light bulb?
How many octopi does it take to screw in?
Well, they have 8 tentacles.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know.
I don't know, Rowan. How many?
1/8.
Ha! 1/8 of an octopi. Best joke
ever. You got one more, Rowan.
What do you call octopus on trucks?
Octopus on. Now we're getting deep. Never
a member of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, apparently.
No. I don't know. Octopus on drugs.
What?
I don't know.
The Kraken.
The Kraken.
Well done, Rowan.
Thank you.
Hey, Rowan, wait, explain the joke. Explain the Kraken joke to Kelly and Al.
Okay.
Kraken.
The Kraken.
Kraken.
Yeah, octopus.
Is the octopus the name of Kraken? I don't get it.
I'm not sure how word this.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Gotta break it down for this dummies over here. We don't know.
I know what a crack is, and I know what an octopus is.
Is there a Kraken octopus?
It's the giant mythical creature.
Yeah, Kelly.
It is?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
You didn't know either. You just laughed to be polite.
How dare you?
You
did
not know either.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's smart.
But it was good, but it might just go over folks' head.
A lot of people.
Like it went over ours.
Yeah.
It went way over my head.
You want to end with another one?
Yeah, you have another one?
How do you make an octopus laugh?
How do you make an octopus laugh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know this one, but I'm going to let him finish.
Oh, you do, smarty pants.
How?
I don't know.
Tentacles.
Tentacles. So that was Rowan. Always upbeat, always telling jokes. And I kept up with him, and I saw on Facebook that 2 nights ago, he had coded, which meant his heart stopped beating. And
this happens.
It happens a lot.
Often, right?
Not to where his heart stops beating, but there's always some sort of complication going on, especially since he says he went out there.
Yeah.
And his mom gave us an update. And they told us what was happening. And a lot of those words I don't understand because they're medical terms. But they basically said they were working on him. And they're taking it hour by hour. So I did what I normally do. Mm-hmm. And I sent her a text yesterday. And I said, how's my dude doing? And that's when I knew something was wrong. Because usually Carrie would get back to me quickly. Either with a picture of Rowan. Or a video of Rowan. Or he's doing better. But I heard nothing. And then I got a text a couple hours later that said, it's not looking so good. Please keep praying. And then 2 hours after that, she wrote me and told me, we don't think he's going to make it. His dad and brother and sister were on their way out to Seattle. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, Rowan left and went up to heaven. At 10 years old. And it sucks, man, because...
It does suck. He fought a good fight.
He did.
He's 10
years old. His body. He hard last year.
Yeah, it was just his body just gave out on him.
He's been half his life in hospital.
He's 10 years old, and for him to be so giving and such a good soul, and you just sit and wonder why people like him are the ones that are taken.
He touched so many lives, though, JC. He has such an impact.
I know.
On so many people.
In a short time.
And I have solace knowing that he's not going to be hurting anymore.
Yeah.
Because he was hurting. He really was. And he tried not to show it, but he hurt a lot of his life. And so to take us out, this was a video that Rowan sent me when he first got to Seattle. And it basically is Rowan to a T. Rest in peace, Rowan.
If you can't see the good, make the good. God gave you your life for a reason.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.